Hello and welcome back. This is module 2 of our course on enabling Samsung Knox via Microsoft Intune. Inside of module 2, we're going to be taking a quick look at Microsoft Intune just to give you some of the basics so that you've got a little bit of idea when we start referring to things in the context of Samsung Knox a little bit later, exactly what we're talking about. So let's make a start, take a quick review of that course agenda. And we've already done the mobility is the new normal section. We're now inside of introduction to Microsoft Intune. Then we're going to take a look at Samsung Knox itself. And then we're going to bring the two things together, Knox and Intune, and see what we can do with the two. So, Anthony, taking us through a quick introduction to Microsoft Intune, what's it all about?
So Microsoft Intune is the MDM solution that Microsoft provides. It can run as a standalone, and it can run as a connected solution alongside System Center Configuration Manager. What's great about Intune is it supports all kinds of platforms, not just Microsoft platform. Mm-hmm. So we're under the realization that there is a plethora of devices that are out there, and so we want to be able to support all. We work as best we can with the OEMs and with the OS providers in terms of enablement, and that ability allows for IT managers to have a peace of mind in terms of how to enable all these devices within their infrastructure. You know, we're also seeing the trend right now where there's a lot of choose your own device. So IT will come and understand that these individuals are trying to access said information, and they will go out and say, well, these are the devices that you should get because it meets the requirements of security in order to gain access to that data. That enablement goes across, obviously, data and applications as well. And then their PC management, which is the other aspect to this MDM, that so it's not just the mobile devices that are being secured, it's also the desktops and laptops as well.
And it's really important that we actually have a solution which matches across everything, because you guys out there, you don't need multiple tools in order to be able to manage things. You want to be able to have a single pane of glass, single view across all of the devices in your enterprise and all of the apps. So that might be apps that have been delivered to an Android device, a Knox device. It might be apps that have been delivered to a Windows PC, or maybe a Windows phone device, or an iOS device. You want everything under one roof.
I always go by the fact that, you know, we as IT professionals have all the time in the world.
Yeah, right? Absolutely.
That's not the case. So this makes it a uniform solution that handles all to enable security policies, to enable access, secure access to information from one centralized portal. So looking at the lifestyle management, you know, you went through this with Kevin in terms of what happens when we're taking these devices on. So obviously the device is enrolled. In a lot of scenarios, what happens is that they go out and load the company hub application from the respective marketplace, sign in with their credentials, and gain access to what's been allowed for by IT. The provisioning, and again, this is not the same for every device. We are focusing specifically on Samsung Knox for this module, but as you showcased before, there are different capabilities per OS, an OS offering, and even the dual personality between Android and then Samsung's Knox Android, in terms of provisioning of email, Wi-Fi profiles, and so on and so forth. And then to manage and protect, right? Who gains access, who's allowed access to said data, who's allowed access to said application. If I'm in finance and you're in sales and you're asking for that access to that information, you know, in this day and age of a mobile device, I can simply give you the application itself, but now the ability to lock that out and say, well, you don't have the authority to run said application, so no, it's going to be disabled for you. Jailbreaking, mm-hmm. Right?
Yep.
Huge concern. You know, the biggest challenge in terms of tracking jailbroken devices, can you truly track a jailbroken device? It's always been a big question. Samsung has addressed that, and we're going to talk about that a little bit later in terms of if a Android device is jailbroken and it does use Knox, there is an actual burn functionality that's put into play to disable that capability for that individual to use that device, should it be policied in Intune.
Oh, nice.
And then retire. So, you know, the scenario of BYOD, you know, these devices are coming into the workforce. We don't want to wipe the device to factory default if this individual is leaving on their own terms. I'm going to a new job. I have my kids' pictures on my phone. I don't want that organization to wipe my device completely. I want to make sure that information stays intact. So in retiring the device, you're only wiping the information specific to the organization, as opposed to wiping the entire device. Which,
yeah, absolutely. And I think I think that's a really super important thing. In some areas, hey, you actually need that. You really have to have the ability to retire and take away just the corporate information, because it might be kind of wrong. It might actually be illegal in some jurisdictions to take away a user's individual personal data. And just think how you'd feel. Just imagine if your company wiped out the photos that you've been taking of your kids, and that was the only copy you ever had because you didn't think about backing up your device. It's really not a nice place to be. I think the other thing as well, you mentioned BYOD throughout that. It's also totally cool and very, very easy to use Microsoft Intune for a choose your own device type policy, or in fact, a company issued type policy. And as we'll see a little later on, Nox supports kiosk. So you could take something like a service account inside of Microsoft Intune and use that to enable enrollment of your devices. That way, you'd be able to bulk enroll thousands of devices if you wanted to using one single account, and everybody would be able to then get access to certain settings. You can configure things so that only specific applications could be used on that device. But we'll get a look at some of that a little bit later on. When we start to think about the company self-service portal experience, one of the things that we've tried to do is to make that very familiar across the entire platform.
Yep. So the biggest thing in terms of self-service is, again, IT has all the time in the world, not the case. Mm-hmm. So if you can empower your end users or the people that you support to be proficient at, hey, you know what, these are the applications I require, I'll go to this company hub and gain the applications that have been provisioned by IT. So it's not just a free-for-all that, you know, go and load any application you want. It's specific to that individual's role. How do I then provision, okay, so you're, you know, in finance, you need access to the financial applications. Here's what you can get in terms of what you can load on your device. And again, it still provides that choice, and a lot of end users feel empowered by this, and the fact that, yeah, you know what, these are the applications that I can use for my day-to-day activities. Maybe I won't take application B because I'm not familiar with it, or for me it doesn't work, but I will load application A because it will make my life easier. And that's, you know, putting the power back into the end user, but still securely enabled by IT.
I think one of the nice things about our company self-service portal experience is that we actually also have a web portal. Folks don't really know very much about this, but there's a web portal that you can go to, and once you have a device enrolled, you can actually use the web portal to install any apps on any of the devices that are enrolled under your account. So I could go to the web portal and actually push down an app to my Android device, my Nox device, without really having to have the device right in front of me at that point in time. It can be really helpful because sometimes you might have limited connectivity on your device, and then the next time you go back in, hey, the app's going to appear. Very cool, very handy.
The other great piece of this is the single management console.
Yeah.
Right? So from a browser, you can go on, you can manage your full infrastructure, your devices in terms of policing, in terms of who's fallen out of policy, if there's something, the device has been quarantined, I can investigate that. I actually ran into a situation where my Surface stopped working, and I actually went in via my tablet and was able to fully access my Intune implementation right from the browser. That was powerful, you know, and to set up for today, you know, I wasn't able to get my computer online until this morning. So all of last night, I'm setting up for the demo for today from my tablet. And it's great that I can just load up the browser and gain access to it, as opposed to having this proprietary application that I have to log into, and it's separate from everything else. And, you know, here's a management window that I have to go to. No, just load up the browser, away you go. And that, you know, whatever changes go forward automatically appear in that console. And so I'm not worrying to load service packs and what have you. It's all done for me. It's a great way to save time, but still enable the organization for that capability and that access to that information securely.
And let's just level set very quickly on the idea of enrollment and mobile device management. What you'll do with a traditional on-premises device is you probably push down the operating system, probably push down an agent which enrolls it automatically into your management system. With mobile devices, things are a little bit different. The agent's actually already on the device. In this case, Samsung Nox is pre-installed on the device itself. We're just going to enable some features of it. So we're going to go through this process of enrollment, which we've kind of covered a couple of times already inside of that life cycle. And once we're enrolled, we can then push down our applications and we can just push down our policies to the device itself. We don't need to go away and say reinstall the operating system on the device. Not necessary inside of a mobile world. We can just push down the right pieces of policy and the device will respond accordingly.
So let's look at that and the fact that we have this capability made available to us in this mobile OS. So what we have here is a mobile device management scenario where the company portal has the applied policies, in which has been pushed down to the devices themselves. And then there's the recommended applications for the users to gain access to do their day-to-day activities. This provides an intuitive end-user experience because of the fact that it's restricted access, but it's still enabled access in the fact that I have put forward what applications this individual can use and can choose from. It's not an all or nothing. It's not this is what you can run and that's it. It's a scenario where you're empowering the end user to gain access to the application specific to their task or role. There's also the ability to assist in terms of when there's an issue that's coming into play. So this individual is now trying to load this application. I can get notification that this individual cannot load this application for some reason. Maybe it's an update that was done on their device that disallows them from doing this. Maybe it's an application they've gone to the wrong marketplace. Maybe there's a situation where the device has been jailbroken or rooted. You know, whatever the scenario, there are reporting mechanisms to enable that viewability to the IT professional to then fix that situation. There's also the ability for compliance. So if I have a scenario where these are the only apps, and it happens sometimes, some organizations, these are the only apps that you can run, you cannot run anything else, lock out the device from running anything else. You know, that capability made available through Intune is also important. Usually comes into a scenario where the devices are bought by the organization. But in those type of scenarios, it's of the utmost importance for that organization to ensure that those are the only apps being used.
Cool. So one of the things that you've done is actually made available all of the resources from the whole course on aka.ms/MVANOX. So you can go there, grab hold of all the resources that we're going to be using. You'll have heard us a couple of times refer to another course. That is the Taming iOS and Android with Enterprise Mobility Jumpstart. We've created this extra course on Samsung NOX management, just due to some of the feedback that we got on that course that you'd like some specific information on Samsung NOX. So we're going to get there in the course of the next module as we start to dig into the NOX platform a little bit more. And then we're going to take a look in our very final module at how we bring them together, Samsung NOX and Microsoft Intune to do the management piece. So come back for module 3 as soon as you guys have time. Probably good for you to go and get a quick cup of coffee before you do that one.